So much attention is being given to the candidates for federal offices, it might be easy to miss. There are also two state constitutional amendments voters will weigh in on in Virginia on November 6th. Bath County Registrar and Director of Elections Charles Garrett first explained, even a ballot with blank spaces on it is valid. But if you've informed yourself enough to vote about people or candidates, you may want to know enough to vote about property and taxes too.
So if you get there and you don't feel like voting on the constitutional amendments, you're not obligated to in order to vote on the others. On the other hand, it's a good opportunity to have input into what's happening in your government all the way down from state to local level. Because Virginia is a Dillon Rule state, the localities cannot tax anything or exempt anything in taxes that's not provided for at the state level. And the exemptions are provided in the Constitution. And now we have to amend the Constitution to put these exemptions in. So the First Amendment has to do with providing a tax exemption for real property. If you vote yes on the First Amendment, the vote will authorize the General Assembly to allow localities to provide a partial tax exemption for real property that is subject to recurrent flooding if improvements have been made on the property to address flooding.
So would that include putting a house up on stilts to be safe from a river?
I would assume that would be a good case, yeah. Voting no will not allow such a tax exemption.
And the second one has more to do with, again, real property, but also for veterans.
Yes, there's already a tax exemption for veterans that have 100% service-related disability. The localities can give them a tax break on their real property, on their house and property. This amendment would adjust that, and a yes vote will allow the surviving spouse of a disabled veteran to move to a new principal place of residence that is owned by the surviving spouse and still claim the tax exemption. So if the veteran dies, the veteran's spouse can sell the house that they're in, move to another house, and the tax exemption would go with the spouse to whatever house they own. And a no vote doesn't change the exemption that they get now. It just means the surviving spouse, if they sell the house and move to another house, can't take the exemption with them.
Do you have any other pieces of advice for people getting to the polls on November 6th?
Being familiar with the two Constitution amendments going in will speed things up for everybody. And when you're talking about candidates and other things, bring up the amendments and see what your friends and family feel about it. You know, get some input on how you're going to vote there.
And how about bring your ID with you to the polls?
Oh, yes. Virginia requires a photo ID. Your driver's license is the most common one. But a military ID, a college ID, a high school or private high school ID in Virginia. And if you don't have any photo ID, if you come into the office here, even right up to election day, we can take your picture and make you up a little photo ID that you can use for voting.
There is no charge for these photo IDs. The registrar's office at the courthouse in Warm Springs will also be opened on the two Saturdays, the 27th and the 4th, before the election. With any questions, please call 839-7266. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.